The Warriors' five-game road trip starting in Toronto and the Raptors establishing an early lead, forcing the Warriors to battle back behind another impressive night from Kevin Durant, continuing to fuel the attack. He finished with another new season high, 51 points. Also staying in the fight, Klay Thompson adding 23 points to the effort with three trays. All kinds of contributions were made in this one. Jonas Jerebko delivering 20 points and 9 boards, and with KD serving up all kinds of late-game heroics, helping the Warriors rally to force overtime. The Raptors end up taking it 131-128, the final in OT. Afterward, we listened into both head coaches, Coach Kerr and the Raptors' Nick Nurse, in the postgame.
Really proud of the guys. What a game. I mean, incredible basketball game for the fans to watch. And, you know, we came up just short. We may have gotten a little fatigued at the end, but really proud of our effort. That was an amazing game.
Steve, you guys do it.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask him. He's just in a groove. He's that talented, though, where if he starts to feel it, he can get any shot he wants pretty much any time. So when he's feeling it, there's not a whole lot the defense can do.
That late sequence is as crazy as shots as I've ever seen him hit. You know, usually he's more lead than efficiency, though.
Yeah.
Threes.
Yeah, the deep three at the end of the third quarter, and then the corner three to tie it with 8 seconds left, and everything in between. You know, it was just stunning how hot he was and how smooth he looked out there while he was doing it.
You've come out, especially the last couple of years, and been mad after a win, you know, like a bad win.
Yeah.
This is a good loss. You guys don't have to.
You know, if I say that, then everybody will say, well, the Warriors aren't into moral victories and whatever, so I'm not going to give you the privilege of you know, being able to write something like that. All I know is that we judge our guys on effort and how hard we play together, and we did that tonight. But there are no moral victories for the Golden State Warriors. You got that?
What jumped out in person look at the turnaround?
Excuse me?
What jumped out in your first in-person look at this new Raptors team?
They're an excellent team, very versatile. They got a lot of guys who can put the ball on the floor and make threes, and yeah, they're very good.
Are you looking forward to the rematch when you have all your weapons?
Well, I'm looking forward to Detroit, so we're on to Detroit, as Bill Belichick would say.
And what about Nick's suit, your jacket? Did you like that?
Yeah, he definitely nailed it tonight. And I'm embarrassed that I completely forgot about the memo that Raymond gave me the other day. I forgot to pack my my Sager suit. Yeah, Nick nailed it. And, you know, I'm always thinking about Craig, especially when we have TNT games. You know, I worked with him for 8 years, and he's, you know, just such a part of the history of this game, and a good friend, and we miss him. And I'm glad that you know, we're still you know, raising money and awareness in his honor, and you know, we're thinking about his family all the time.
Steve, what do you take away in the grand scheme of things, how the team's managed without Steph these last stretch of games?
I think that, you know, that it's, no matter who's out, you just want to see the effort, the intensity, the fire, the competitive desire, all that stuff. So that's, you know, that's what kind of turned, I think, you know, the last 4 games. You know, we were in that rut, and I think we're competing a lot harder, and it shows.
What's the lesson right here? What's the lesson you take out of a game like that?
Well, you know, again, it presented us with, you know, a bunch of issues to deal with. And, you know, we're going to have to learn how to do some of them better, both sides of the ball, really. You know, I was proud of them, though. I think that when team gets kind of drug into overtime like that on some tough shots or whatever, it's a lot of times that team will feel sorry for themselves and not come out and play. And we didn't. We came out and went, you know, scored 4-0 on them, and you know, that's what I told them in the locker room. I was proud of them for that, to to kind of take the emotional punch there in the gut and take a few deep breaths in the end of the game and go back out there and play the overtime the way they did.
You have, you know, maybe the best perimeter defender in the world, and Durant still scores 51. I mean, what do you do about that?
It's bad coaching, man. I don't know why it's bad coaching. I didn't plan on giving him 51 tonight. He gave it to us. He was unbelievable. He's done that before here, though. Remember that time with OKC when he hit those three threes in like 30 seconds, and that one went into overtime too, but I don't think we survived it, if I remember. My memory, as you know, is not very good.
Next up, this road trip continues in Detroit with a game against the Pistons on Saturday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.